Chapter 16. Scourge had no desire to return to Nathema, but he didn't raise any objection when Nyriss redirected their shuttle back toward the planet's surface in pursuit of the damaged freighter. They had to find out who was on that vessel, why they were here, and if they were still alive. It had crashed down in one of a handful of cities that dotted the world, leaving a path of damaged buildings and mangled speeders in its wake. The ship itself still seemed to be relatively intact. It lay wedged against the base of a skyscraper at the end of a main thoroughfare. Nyriss brought the shuttle in cautiously, wary of return fire as she scanned the enemy vessel.
"Anybody alive in there?"
Scourge asked. Anywhere else in the galaxy, he would have been able to sense the survivors through the Force. Here on Nathema, however, the aftermath of the Emperor's grim ritual blinded his abilities.
"I'm picking up readings of an organic life form on board,"
Nyriss confirmed. They brought the shuttle in for a landing roughly 50 meters from the other vessel. There had been no reaction of any kind from the enemy craft as they approached.
"Search the interior," Nyriss ordered. "I'll wait here."
Disembarking, Scourge got his first good look at the ship. It was an unusual shape, flat and circular, like a disc. He approached it cautiously, his heart pounding. Normally, he relied on the Force to warn him of potential danger. Without it, he felt vulnerable and almost helpless. It was a feeling he most definitely did not like. He was halfway to the vessel when another thought struck him. What if Nyriss simply decided to take off in her shuttle and leave him here? The thought froze him for a moment, until he realized how ridiculous the idea was. If Nyriss had wanted to get rid of him, she could have done so a dozen different ways already. There was no reason to abandon him on Nathema, not after risking her own life to bring him here in the first place. Scourge steeled himself and continued his advance until he reached the strange ship's underbelly. He pushed the access panel on the hull, and the boarding ramp slowly descended. He wasn't surprised to find it unlocked. Most ships had emergency overrides on the security systems in case of a crash, in order to allow rescue workers to get inside and help the injured. Scourge activated his lightsaber. The familiar hum and hiss of the blade springing to life sounded weak and distant, and the crimson blade appeared faded. Even his weapon was not immune to the effects of the dead planet, but he suspected it would still get the job done if he encountered any resistance.